News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
252 million dollars is to be spent to improve 6 beaches for public access this fiscal year. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says this is to ensure there's at least one developed beach in each parish.
We are now implementing a program where at least one beach in every parish and multiple in some will be transformed to make quality recreational spaces available to the public. These beaches will operate at the best international standards.
Minister McNeil was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. The improved beaches will have play areas for children, seating with tables, picnic areas and gazebos, restrooms and changing room facilities, adequate parking, lifeguard towers and utilities. Tax Administration Jamaica will be collaborating with third-party entities to access information on tax dodgers. Director of Communications at the TAJ, Maris Houghton, says under the Revenue Administration Amendment Act 2013, companies will be able to share information about their contractors with the TAJ. This will help the TAJ determine if persons are under-reporting their earnings.
We're going to be using this information to match it against what we have. So you may have one individual who may be employed as a subcontractor with 3 different entities. We'll be able, from our data mining, to pick up from that information what is happening. What the strategy seeks to do is to level the playing field, try to ensure that most persons pay their fair share, so it's less burdensome on others.
Ms. Houghton was speaking in an interview with GIS News. Kingston Wharves Limited will invest $20 million in the construction of a state-of-the-art logistics facility in Newport West. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says this will involve the acquisition and refurbishing of an existing structure and the removal of others on the port to facilitate increased container handling and storage capability.
Construction of a warehouse is expected to commence within the next 3 months and is estimated to be completed in 12 months. The warehouse will have an initial footprint of 150,000 square feet and will be of modular design so that space can be added as the logistics business grows.
150 new jobs will be created in the initial construction phase of the project. Operations of the National Insurance Scheme, NIS, will be reformed as a means of increasing its fiscal efficiency. Labour Minister Derek Kellyer says an actuarial evaluation report was recently carried out on the fund and a roadmap for reform has been generated. The roadmap will, among other things, seek to minimize the difference between funds collected and benefits paid out. Mr. Kellyer says last year the NIS paid out approximately $14.7 billion in benefits while receiving only $12 billion in contributions.
The report will shortly be submitted to the Cabinet for consideration with a view to the implementation of the measures to increase the efficiency of the administration of the scheme and the continued growth and long-term sustainability of the National Insurance Fund.
Minister Kellyer was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Gordon House Wednesday. And a public education campaign on trafficking in children will be launched by the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, in collaboration with the Jamaica Constabulary Force Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit. Registrar at the OCR, Greg Smith, says the move is critical as it's suspected that some missing children are the victims of localized human trafficking schemes.
It is our concern at the OCR, and anecdotally there's no evidence, because it could be that sometimes our girls who are considered missing, but they are trafficked from one community to another, from one parish to another. So I think what we have done at the OCR, I've given the mandate that when we go to do presentation, first we must address the issue of child labor and human trafficking first.
Mr. Smith was speaking at a GIS think tank session Thursday. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Carleen Brown.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Pack up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.